recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate. This is Freed on Business and your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've got the second half. We're going to talk about, well, some of the things I talked about on the social media webinar
that we had.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're
media influencer
do.
You are.
We are. We're going to talk about some of the things. We're going to talk about some of the things we talked about there. So, you know, basically the premise was that social media has been around for about 10 years, and why'd you get involved? Well, I got involved because I had the radio show. The radio show is sort of a whole social media content creation hub, and on show 100, I brought in all these different social media people. I had originally been getting involved in Twitter, and I went to this PR thing about Twitter, and I sat next to this woman who I had met through Twitter.
You met her through Twitter.
Well, you know, we were tweeting and liking and all this other stuff. Really didn't know who the hell it was at that time. Well, whatever. Blonda Stella Mejia is who it ended up being. Blanca Stella Mejia. Sat next to her at this thing, saw her, she was meeting all these friends, and suddenly she became my Twitter expert. She ended up coming to Show 100, brought Johnny Social Media 305.
What makes a Twitter expert? Just keeps you maneuvering throughout the nonsense?
No, what it really is Twitter's a language. Johnny taught me how to talk in Twitter. When it was only 141.
Brevity.
Yeah. And brevity and all these signals and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And driving traffic and
like
everything else.
LOL.
Yeah. H-A-H-A. H-A-H-A. Hashtag me too. You know, all these things.
Oh, boy.
But the reality is that I really have never taken enough time to really dive into it deeply because I can only go up on the surface. There's only so much time that I have. So I've been working with Rebecca Carlson to help me out with some of the social media. She's really been doing a great job.
Hey, Becca.
That's right.
Thanks for listening.
There you go. And then you go, how long did it take to make it work, the social media? I think it started working right away. I found that if you make a certain number of posts, you get some followers. So I've got like 4,000 followers on one platform, 3,000 followers on another. I've got about 7,000 followers on Twitter. I've made about 25,000 tweets, if you can believe that.
I can.
It's wild. Then Facebook is another platform, totally different audience, totally different style, totally different way
different
to talk.
Different vibe on the Facebook.
Yes, but Facebook is what we broadcast on. I've learned to market on Facebook now. The broadcast, we're getting more and more people watching, which is really cool.
Yay.
It is. It's really cool.
We actually may become a Facebook show.
No, we're never going to be we're a radio show that has a Facebook thing. I don't know if we're going to be doing a Facebook show.
I was trying to acclimate.
I know, but that's okay. We're not. We're always going to be
right.
A radio show. You
that's
taught me that.
Right.
There you go. Hey, so then they go, what did you do wrong? What mistakes are there to avoid? I don't know that I did anything really wrong other than I'm not exacting enough in some of the hashtags I use and in... Well, that's pretty much about it. So that's why I got with Becca Carlson, because they're helping me research the hashtags. There's all kinds of ways to do hashtags. You can go online. There's something called hashtag generator.
What is the point of the hashtag?
The hashtags are chat rooms. It's like people search for the thing that's under the hashtag. Wow. And then anything you say that's like, say hashtag Miami Heat. So you go hashtag Miami Heat. Anything with hashtag Miami Heat is going to come down below.
Gotcha.
So it's sort of like a chat room vertically.
And this only happens on Facebook does it on Twitter?
It happens on each of them. The hashtag works that way on all of them. They've all tried to do it because there are certain common things that they have so that they can, so that people don't have to learn 6 billion different languages.
Yeah, I get it.
It's not easy. I'm starting to sound like Johnny 305 here.
Well, no, but the world is getting a little smaller and we need to find better ways to communicate.
The world is very small. The real question is, would it be better or worse with social media? You know, I don't know that everybody needs to talk and get to know each other and we all have to be this tight, but I will tell you that since that it is that way, you need to become used to it. You need to realize that happens.
You need to acclimate.
Yes, that's the word, acclimate.
I like it.
Yeah, stick a toe in.
Oh,
there you go.
Boy.
So let's talk about it. What platforms are you using and am I seeing success? So I use LinkedIn. I see success there. I use Twitter. See success there. Facebook, success. Instagram, still really figuring it out.
I think you're just showing off.
I am showing off. I am showing off. I'm really very good at this.
Okay, then.
Vivian's much better than I am at Instagram, though.
I've learned
something every day at Instagram. Just today, I was staring at Instagram and learning about it. You know, if I take time and I absorb it, I can learn a lot of things. That's why it's Freed on Business and not just Freed on Real Estate.
This is true.
I get bored if I just
That's
do
what
one
I like
thing.
You.
Yeah, well, I do this. I do the starting to work on the
You're
community
a man
fair
with many
stuff.
Hats. Huh? Many hats.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Lamborghini hat this week for my Lamborghini There you go. You got yours on too. Polo have his on?
No, I'm wearing polos.
I think after the show, we should take a photo and hashtag Warren Henry.
Hash it, baby.
There you go. I like the hat on you. You look really Lamborghini'd up there.
I think I do.
You do look
very cool. I feel like I have a little bit more money today.
Well, that Lamborghini hat's going to
when
make
I wear
it
this hat, I feel like I've got a little more cash.
Yeah, well, I walk around, I realize I'm wearing the Lamborghini hat and like my black t-shirt, and people are looking at me going, where's your gold watch? I left it at home.
It's in my secret wallet.
There you go. So then they go, did you make any key business contacts from social media? And this is where I got to go, that the real platform that I start out with is the radio show. The radio show is my social media content creation hub. And because I have the radio show, I use that to build relationships where I have value system alignment with the people. And that's how I go through and I build my business. And it really does work. I do get calls on those commercials. The people do call me. They come up to me all the time. And then I have the email blast that I send. And I think that somebody that's going nowhere, nobody's listening. And then today at 10:30, I get a call. And you go, what time did the person call? They called 3 minutes after they got the e-blast.
Oh, boy.
There you go. This is what happens. And it's 7,000 people get the e-blast. You never know who it's going to be. You shoot an arrow in the air, and here it comes down.
It's got to be like an octopus. I think that should be your spirit animal. I think it's the octopus.
The octopus?
With all the hands. The
tentacles.
All
doing all kinds of different
things? The tentacles doing all sorts of things.
That's pretty interesting.
There's a very cartoony octopus somewhere.
We'll have to talk about that. Or like the thing that's on the bottle of liquor that's something. I can't remember what it is. It's the evil thing that
squid.
Well, a squid. There's something. There's just like Kraken. The Kraken. That's what they call it.
I had octopus for the first time a few weeks back.
It's
very
fabulous.
Yummy.
It's called,
very yummy.
It's called calamari.
No, it wasn't calamari. It was better than calamari.
You had grilled octopus?
I think it, I'm not sure if it was, it must have been grilled, but it was good.
Oh, well, there you go. I love octopus.
I had never, yeah.
I love it. Oh, it's not calamari? Sure it is.
It's
squid. It's the
it's
same
squid,
kind of thing.
But no, it's not.
All right. Well, maybe you got to ask.
I think
maybe you ask the lady with the cooking show that's
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Well, you got to ask her. Maybe
she would say no.
Well, we got to get her to call in and ask her.
All right.
We'll have to break, give her a call and find out.
All right.
So then key business contacts. Mm. That was for real. Oh my gosh, now it feels like my apartment. There's people banging on the ceiling.
Do you hear that?
I do. I feel it too. And then what was the biggest impact? Well, we're going to hold off. We're going to go to commercial. Then we're going to talk about what the biggest impact was. I think anybody who listens to this show knows what the biggest social media impact I've had is. But we'll go. We'll do the commercial break. We'll come back. We'll tell you what my massive social media success has been. And I will tell you that I have earned that social media.
Huge.
Oh, it is. It's huge. I'm the man, the myth, and the legend here.
His own mind.
If I do say so myself.
Oh, you did?
Let's play some music. Ya tú probaste la otra vez. Por eso sabes que tú estás rico. Estás rico. Estás rico. Tú sabes. Yeah, it's the Prince. Fresh. In the unmarked car with the tents. Mark Anthony with the new anthem. Yeah, I know, it's a little intense. Ferragamo on the collar. We gon' mash a throttle in Miami Harbor. Girl, you want me like a shadow. You make a move, make it matter. There you go, Wanda.
Will's back.
There you go. We're Miami here.
It is.
We're
it's
Miami.
So
Our
Miami.
Music is Miami. That was very Miami. And we are Miami. You and I. At Polo, too. You know who else is Miami?
Ooh.
Warren Henry.
Yes.
Warren Henry is definitely Miami. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. They're also Key West and Gainesville, by the way. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're here in Miami. Audi up in Gainesville. And then down in Key West, well, they've got just about everything. And again, I will say, Wanda, we're going on a road trip. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and red cap service. Means they come pick up your car, bring your car back. You never even have to go there. I like going there because I like seeing May, my service. Well, she doesn't work in service anymore. It's first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. My mom uses that all the time.
Hi, Lolly.
So, hey, Lolly. Join me. That's my mom. It's Mother's Day this weekend.
I know.
Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. I love you, Mom.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
And now,
Now, a minute inside the mind of the royal baby.
Wah, wah. Sure glad to be out of that cave. Boy, am I hungry. Bet I won't ever have to pay for a meal as long as I live. Also nice to know I'll never have to work. People will wait on me hand and foot forever. No rent, travel the world. All I have to do is act like I care about the peasants. This is going to be so much fun. And the women, they'll be in line looking to see the future king's sword. Or seventh in line king, whatever. Might have to take a few people out to get there. But doesn't matter, I'm royalty. Do what I want. I'll never even have to wipe my own butt. Even when I'm 40. Only a couple of days in and life is already so good. No, hey, peasant. Need a diaper change over here.
That was a minute inside the mind of the royal baby.
On 880, The Biz.
Well played, Wanda.
Well, thank you.
There we go. So what was the biggest impact that I had with social media? Well, that was obviously finding Vivian her kidney and projecting the goodness onto the world while I was doing it. In fact, I would say that the energy that I projected into the world was just as important as finding Vivian's kidney. Maybe not to me and Vivian, but to the rest of the world it was. And I think that energy is what got us Vivian's kidney.
It is.
I believe so. I believe that that's what eventually when Betty DeMartini did her research. Yeah, well, you know, I think so. So that's what I do. I'm a positive energy force bringing goodness to the universe.
Most days.
That's what my Facebook thing says. And this on the new Facebook page post I put up, I'm looking off into the sky with Florida Field in the background.
Yes.
I swear to God, that's like heaven to me.
Good.
Now, what was the most unexpected thing I learned on social media was another question they asked.
Yeah.
I think that what I've learned on social media that was unexpected was how to speak that different language, and that I was disappointed when Twitter went to the longer form, because that opened it up and made it more able for other people to do and took away my little special talent that I had learned.
Many.
Yeah, one of my many talents. Okay. I am a multi-talented person.
You're an octopus.
I am multi-talented. So any stories I want to tell? So I'll tell the story about how I use social media to help find Vivian her kidney transplant. I was desperate. We had had a person who for 18 months was committed to giving Vivian her kidney transplant and being the donor. And then I finally confronted the person after 18 months. He said, hey, what's going on? And they go, well, I haven't even asked my family yet. I said, well, you're not really committed then. We're going in a different direction. And the woman said, yeah, I guess you better have to. So we were absolutely flabbergasted, didn't know what to do. And I just was sitting there. It was the holiday time. And I just started praying to God and just shooting arrows into the sky and just doing Facebook posts and Twitter posts and LinkedIn posts and freaking out. I didn't spend a single minute where I didn't Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn post looking for Vivian.
Yep.
And I used Buffer and everything else so I could rest.
And the airwaves.
And the airwaves. And I did it. Relentlessly for years, and we found some people up in Brooklyn on Facebook, and that person said,
Hey,
did you know this other lady in Brooklyn on Facebook, the kidney mitzvah lady? So I met the kidney mitzvah lady. Kidney mitzvah lady said, you know, you're working up here with one group in New York. I'll go work down in Miami and try to find somebody for you. And she placed an ad in Craigslist. First ad found somebody. That person didn't come all the way through. They didn't match in the end. And then we were all disappointed. And we were getting ready to go to New York where we were uninsured. It was going to be crazy. It was going to be ice cold. That vortex thing came. Oh, my God. I don't know how we would have survived.
I don't either.
We're only one exit away from
Jackson.
Okay,
but it didn't happen.
No, it didn't, because in the end, the Craigslist ad came in. Betty T. Martini felt the energy, opened it up, and came to us. And anybody wants to see what that looked like, can just go to my Facebook page or Google Vivian Fried Kidney and WPLG, and they can see it. And it was the most beautiful thing. So Facebook changed my life. It changed my world. Social media saved my wife's life. How about that?
That's good.
That is. It's somebody calling and asking how to do it right now. So that's a big story. I shared that. You know, it's been 10 years. They asked, what would I tell myself in the beginning if I knew what I knew now 10 years ago? I'd say you really will do 25,000 tweets in 10 years, that you will get there and that you will generate information from people and have great relationships with people that you met on Twitter. The most important and impactful relationship of anybody that I met using Twitter was Johnny305. I hope he's listening. If he's not, I'm going to tag him in this. Johnny305 taught me how to use Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and everything else and to be a player, as he would say. So Johnny305 is the most important person I met using social media, after Betty DiMartini, of course, and after the folks that helped us get to, I'm just blanking because I'm just so into it now. I'm so into it. Kidney
It'll
mitzvah.
Come to you.
Kidney mitzvah lady. What a beautiful person. Lives in a basement. Oh. I said, will you come down? She goes, I can't. I go, why not? She goes, because they have the electrical switch for the building in my basement. I go, why don't you just give the soup in my apartment? I go, why don't you give the super your key? She goes, I want to be here. It's my responsibility.
Yeah, she's good.
The woman
people.
Just lives.
Good people.
She lives to do mitzvahs, to do good deeds. And then the last thing they asked us is, what do we see in the next 10 years of social media? I see it becoming more prevalent. I see there's a platform that we don't even know about existing yet. Maybe it's a three-dimensional platform. Maybe it's Oculus. Which
Oculus.
Is, yeah, go to Facebook and find out what Oculus is. They just built a 200,000 square foot building out in California that I just saw funded by a pension fund. So they're the real deal, Oculus. You don't even know what it is yet until you go to Facebook, go on the top and see Oculus. Oculus is the...
How do you spell Oculus?
Oculus, O-C-C-U-L-U-S, something like that. Oculus?
Something like that.
Something like that, but it's virtual reality on Facebook. They paid billions of dollars for
it. I love that.
It's coming to you.
I've tried virtual... A friend had the goggle thing.
It's really cool.
So fun.
It's really, really... Cool.
I almost didn't want to come back.
Yeah, well, we all live in these altered realities.
Dang it. I need this all the time.
Well, they're starting to do that on TV. I've seen a little bit of altered reality, augmented reality, but they're still not there yet. I think they're about a year away.
All right.
So that's what I see. I just see it being more fun, more interesting, more places to go, more people to meet, more things to do. And wow, that brings us almost to the end of the show.
I know.
So this is what I want to do. I want to do something a little bit special at the end of the show.
Good.
I want to thank every listener individually. I want to thank each listener who took time to spend time with me today, to thank you for choosing to spend that time with to spend time out of your valuable day with myself, Wanda, and of course, Polo, the magic dog.
Hey, thanks.
So thank you. I want to give a shout out to the first responders. I see you guys all the time, men and women. Whenever I see a first responder, I give the shout out. I say thank you because they've helped me. I've had to be picked up and taken in the hospital with the ambulance. Vivian had to go in the ambulance. When you need them, thank goodness they're there. Pull over to the side and let them pass. It could be your uncle or your aunt or somebody else's or grandma in the back. Just be courteous. Be courteous. Be courteous. We got to play that thing about being courteous in Florida again when you're driving.
Hmm.
I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Warren Henry Automotive is going on seven years as a sponsor. Thank you so much. Carlson Integrated, the NFL Alumni Association support. Howard, Fabian, and Bonefish Mac. Bonefish up in Port St. Lucie and Howard up there. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, let us know who you want to hear from, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me at Jim Fried at Fried on Business is the show. Facebook has me and the show up, LinkedIn, lots of cool stuff there. They've added colored little things now on the bottom where you can comment. YouTube, we're just figuring out YouTube. Don't know how strong it is yet, but we're getting there.
We'll get there.
Website, it's getting more and more hits. I'm getting folks contacting me about business, so go up on the website. If you missed today's show, Becca has it up real fast. It'll be on our webpage, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday. At 6, we'll have J.P. Perez from the Related Group on. We're going to have a great show. We're going to talk about the future of urban development with J.P. Perez. Why do I do this show? Because I love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way. That's us, Wanda.
It is.
The other finds an excuse. I don't know that person. Now go out there and make it happen, everybody. And remember, we're South Florida's longest running business talk show. So remember, go out there and make it happen. I'll be better next time at the end.
You comes a tragic period in our nation when we equate dissent with disloyalty.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
You want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours. You want to claim this land is a land of the free?